It's November. I was going to say October. It's not October. It's November 1st. Like it just was a few moments earlier today, a few hours ago. All day long, it's been November 1st. 2022, Ward Green here. 1649 hours. I'm finding it difficult to find the words to say because I want to make a very exciting news flash. Whatever you want to categorize it as. But I want to show you this because it's very significant to me. That's the Bible study we were just doing on Apple Silicon. I'm running on Apple Silicon. That's what I'm running on. VirtualBox is now running on Apple Silicon. Can you believe it? Let me see what's going on here. I've got a problem with reflections. That might be a little better. VirtualBox is running on Apple Silicon. That's the thing. Because my computer crashed, as I mentioned earlier, my iMac wouldn't, or because it wouldn't boot, didn't crash, it wouldn't boot. When I tried first aid, I connected it. In order to try first aid, I connected it to one of my computers, not to this one, and I ran first aid and it failed the first aid so that it couldn't fix the boot drive. But you know why that's a good thing? I know this is Jehovah again. It's got to be Jehovah, right? Because now I can run VirtualBox on my main machine, my daily computer. I can run VirtualBox on my daily computer. I don't need to run it on my iMac and thereby eventually wear out my iMac and make it completely unusable. The iMac still works. It's just my boot drive was defective. For some reason. Now, it could have been infiltrated by anybody. And maybe somebody attacked me, or maybe it's... Because we all know the security of High Sierra, which is the operating system I was running my iMac on, is no longer supported by all the security updates of Apple and so on. It's just not... It's much more attackable. It's much more vulnerable. High Sierra, whether Apple supports it or not. It's an older system. They're not going to be as alert for any older system as they are for the newer ones. So I could have gotten attacked, possibly. That could be what happened. You know, anything could have happened. It could have been the Russian KGB could have gotten to me or anything. Anything could. But the thing is, you don't want to connect a drive that's been attacked by somebody with your main computer if you can avoid it, right? So that's a piece of advice. But so anyway, I didn't get it working, but I connected it to some computer that I have and I tried to get it working and I couldn't get it working. But you know why that was a good thing? Because I then said, well, standard procedure, do the old search. How do I run VirtualBox on Apple Silicon? That's the standard search, which if you're trying to run VirtualBox on Apple Silicon, that's the standard search you would do, right? How do I run VirtualBox on Apple Silicon? Every other time prior to today, when I tried that search, I got the answer, you can't run VirtualBox on Apple Silicon. You know, that's the answer. Today I got the answer, VirtualBox now available to run on M1, M2. Apple Silicon. You know, I couldn't believe the message. That's the message I got. And then you could click on something to download it or whatever. I went somewhere. I got to Oracle's website. Well, it was at OS 10 Daily. That, you know, that website, Mac OS 10 Daily or whatever. Let me find out. Let's get to my history here. Let's find out. I want to find out where I actually discovered it. I was considering, first of all, I should say, I was considering installing, I could have installed High Sierra on another drive somewhere. I had many options, I think, on how I could have installed it on the same drive that I'm running my studio computer, you know, High Sierra on that. It's already running High Sierra. I could have installed the OS on that drive, and then just brought the drive out here and booted that drive off of one of my external, you know, what are you, I can't think of what you call them. The external drive box enclosures, right? Yeah. But I mean, I have an open enclosure, whatever you call it. It's a dock. Yeah, a drive dock. I could have just brought the drive out from out there once I installed whatever on that drive. It already has High Sierra, so I could just bring it out here, install VirtualBox on that one, and then run the OSs from my existing drives, which I have those VirtualBox machines already on my drives. I just needed to get the VirtualBox program running. I could install VirtualBox on that machine, on that drive, I mean, and then just bring the drive out here when I'm not using the studio computer and just run the thing out here. That's another way I could have done it. But I was completely, you know, subverted, cut off. I was completely cross. My path was completely crossed by this other thing that happened here. Somebody has developed the beta version of the program, VirtualBox, and it runs on Apple Silicon. That's what they said. So then, this is it. They were correct in what they said, because it is running right there on Apple Silicon, right there. You can see it running. And that is Windows XP running on VirtualBox, running on Apple Silicon with the Stonehenge wallpaper and with eSword running. So it's too small here to really use it. I wasn't running it on this that monitor. I was running it on my other monitor, because then I can see what I'm doing and I can click. I've tried changing. Now, the bad thing about it, okay, yeah. The thing about it, to be aware, it's a beta, first of all. Second of all, but the beta is a big thing to be aware of. It hasn't crashed or anything, but it's a beta. The second thing is it runs extremely slowly, so it took me, from when I first got eSword, when I clicked on it for the first time, it was somewhere around 1610. Okay. I was running, at 1603 hours, I was running Windows XP. Okay. At that point, I was running Windows XP. It took me 32 minutes from that point, starting to run XP, to the completion of the boot process where I had my eSword. I didn't just have eSword. I happened to boot the version of XP that was the most up-to-date. It had stored all the things I did last when I was in there, so I didn't have to do the things I normally do when I boot eSword. Didn't have to change what book it was on, what chapter, and I didn't have to change the Bible translation to get where I wanted to be on Luke 1:24 in the Bible in Basic English. I didn't have to do that because it booted me right to the place I always go to every day when I boot Windows XP from the standard copy. The standard copy doesn't have this. I didn't realize I was doing that, but it saved me time because I didn't have to do those extra steps. I booted from the quote-unquote running version that I stored somewhere on my hard drives. I've got different copies of my virtual machines. One of them is called Running, the running version. I didn't realize that either. I didn't know that either. So Jehovah knew all this stuff, and I didn't know how it would work or that. I didn't know it would run, but it took 32 minutes to boot it and run it. So every morning, if I want to get this program working, it's going to take me 32 minutes. That is the thing. But it's still, I'm going to want to do it. I'll tell you why. I'm going to want to do it because I'm going to want to see how VirtualBox, if it speeds up, you know, how much faster it's going to get in this emulation. Because you see, it has to build a whole emulation to emulate Intel processors before it can even run the software that is, it's meant, the software that normally runs on Intel, that's meant to run on Intel, which is called Windows XP. That software, and also the program software that's supposed to run, it's meant to run on Intel processors, not on Apple Silicon. So they have to, Apple Silicon has to build an emulation system, or they have to build Oracle has to build, or they've built an emulation system that runs on Apple Silicon. It emulates Intel, and that's why it's so slow. It has to do all the translating over of all these instructions. From the Intel instructions, it has to translate into the Apple Silicon instructions and then run it. And not only that, let's find out what it's running as. Let's find out what it's running as. Let's look up. There's VirtualBox, okay. Yeah. Okay, TextNow is an Intel. I didn't know that. I didn't know TextNow was Intel, but I guess it would be, right? So I am, but that's just another program I run, right? VirtualBox. That's my TextNow that I told you about already. So VirtualBox it's Apple. That's right, it's an Apple program. Amazing. It's incredible. The virtual machine is also an Apple program. It's native Apple. Native Apple, just like the VirtualBox program. They're native Apple programs. It's incredible. Because TextNow is another program I run. It's not native, it's Intel. So it's being translated by the Rosetta program. But there's the news for all people interested in VirtualBox. The beta has appeared. It's version 7.0.2, beta 4, the one that I have. Maybe it's been out longer than I have. That's the update. It's now available. VirtualBox for Apple Silicon. This is a huge piece of news. I should be more ecstatic, and I would be more ecstatic if it ran in faster than 32 minutes. But it takes 32 minutes to get running to the in the program I want to run, in the OS I want to run. It took a lot less to boot. Okay, to boot Windows, it took a lot less. The longest thing it took was to boot eSword. So maybe it's because of the program eSword is a resource hog or something. There's some reason. But eSword began to run 7 minutes. Yeah. 7 minutes. I said, now is eSword running? Because I wasn't sure. But it looked like it was. So that was 7 minutes it took to boot. Okay, to boot Windows. So it took 25 minutes to start eSword. 25 minutes to start a program to get it running, to get it, you know, finished. Well, no, that's not true. Yeah, that is true. No, that is true. I didn't do anything else. That's all I did in those 25 minutes. It's really crazy. That's all I did was click and wait for 25 minutes. But I could tell it was working because there's a clock on my screen. In Windows, I have a clock on the desktop, and that clock, I could see the second hand moving, like going, you know, it would sometimes just go, and it would just jump ahead every so often, every few seconds, every 20 seconds or so, or whatever, it would keep jumping ahead. So I knew the clock was running, so I knew Windows was still running, so I was patient, but it took a lot of patience to wait 25 minutes and say, let's not reboot, let's just wait. This is the first time I've ever booted this. It worked the first time. It's the beta version of VirtualBox running on Apple Silicon. Unbelievable. This is Ward Green. It's November 1st, 2022, 1702 hours. I'm going to do concrete work, actually, I think, right now. Well, I can still do it. Have a great day. I love you. Bye for now.